Chad Taylor's my name. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. When I hear that song now, it's very random, but when I hear that song, I think of my youngest, Macy. I told this story about a week ago. I have to drive by my house to go to the mailbox. That song was on the radio. I happened to look at the house, and I glance up to the upstairs window, and I check her out in the window. She is flying. You can see that she is busy. She's grabbing a purse. She's grabbing a bag. She is on her way to get out of the house quickly. I stopped and thought, there's not that many times left to see her in that window because she's off to college in the fall. So you had this perfect storm. You had this song, that hook playing, the realization that she won't be in that window for very much longer was like the perfect storm for a dad. I mean, we're talking waterworks, and I'm not a guy that cries a lot unless you put on a Hallmark movie. The tears started flowing. But again, that's one of those things. You know, I keep thinking about it over and over and over. I have other kids that have moved on, went to college. My oldest daughter has two kids. But there's something about that last one, right? That last one in the house. That realization that here in about 5 months or so, 5 or 6 months, we're going to be totally empty nesters. And that house is going to be very quiet. And that's what a lot of parents have been telling me. It's the quietness that gets you. You always make jokes. I can't wait. I can't wait until they're out of the house. I can't wait. It's going to be quiet. All the things I can do, the money I'm going to save. It's not anything I'm thinking about. I think I'm going to wish for the chaos again.